Are you ready?
What?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chair Shots and Masked Men podcast. I am Tatsu Liano, Skyping as always with
Jesse Matthews.
And today, for the third week in a row, we're talking WrestleMania. But this will be the this will be the last time we talk WrestleMania. But next week, we're gonna have a WrestleMania review show.
So 4 weeks of WrestleMania coverage.
At least it's not 34 weeks.
That's good.
But yeah, today we're going to be talking about the card because we're pretty sure now the card is official. It's set. It's done. Nothing's going to change. We're going to run down the card, give our thoughts, give what we believe, who's going to win, who's going to lose, and, you know, everything else you need.
Yeah. Are you going to be taking down our answers?
I can if you want me to.
I go for it. It's always a fun thing to do.
That is true.
You probably won't be able to find any paper now that I've said it.
Nope, I got a sheet.
That's good.
So, with that being said, let's kick it off with the pre-show matches. Pre-show matches, the pre-show starts at 4 p.m. Pay-per-view itself starts at 7.
7+ hours of wrestling. Still can't get Bayley and Sasha on the main card, or just a singles match at all.
Nope. We're going to go with the Battle Royals first. Let's first go with the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Who do you got?
I got Chad Gable.
Chad Gable?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? I don't think... I would say Matt Hardy, but I don't think I'm going to let him win. I think Matt Hardy should win, but I'm going to go with Chad Gable.
All right.
Who are you going with, Mr. Smarty Pants?
See, it's always something you don't expect. The first one's Cesaro, and then you got Big Show, then Baron Corbin, and the last year was fucking Mojo. I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre.
If his big return is in that battle royal, I'd be so mad. But it's kind of hard to predict who's going to win because, you know, I'm sure there's going to be at least one or two NXT people in it.
Yeah. Who do you got for the women's?
You go first on the women's. Who do you got first? Who do you think's going?
I can't vote against Bayley. I'm going for Bayley.
Now, see, I want Bayley to win. I don't think she is. She should. I would want Becky to win. I don't think she's. I'm gonna go with a Ruby Riott. How about that?
Ruby Riott. That's actually a good one.
I know. I feel like Sasha and Bayley might cancel each other out, but Becky might win. But I'm gonna go with a Ruby Riott.
And the third. For the vacant WWE Cruiserweight Championship, you have Mustafa Ali facing off against Cedric Alexander. Who you got?
Ali.
Really?
Yep.
I got Cedric.
Oh, wow. I really don't know why I'm picking Ali. Wasn't Cedric already a Cruiserweight Champion at one time?
No. You're thinking of Rich Swann.
Oh, well. Anyway. Ali it is, man. Let's go.
Intercontinental title match. You got The Miz, the current reigning Intercontinental Champion, versus the Demon King, Finn Balor, versus the Architect, Seth Rollins. Triple threat match. It has potential to be match of the show, which, honestly, every match on the card this year has potential to be match of the show.
Yeah. I really think they're... normally, WrestleMania always have, like, the go-to IC or U.S. title ladder match. I feel like this should have been the ladder match right here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Finn Balor.
I'm going to go with Finn also, actually, because I have a feeling he's going to win.
Yeah, I believe Miz is going to lose and take a little bit of time away. And I don't think Seth Rollins needs that title.
You have the, on the SmackDown side, you get the United States Championship. You have the current champion, Randy Orton, facing off against the modern-day Maharaja, Jinder Mahal. And The glorious one, Bobby Roode, and also added to the match recently is Rusev.
Yes.
Who you got?
Rusev, hopefully, man. I really want him to win.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Bobby Roode again. And I would love it if Rusev won, but I got to go with Bobby Roode.
I think this match, I don't think it's going to be very good.
I think it could be.
Did you hear that Rusev, he asked for his release a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I did see that. There's rumors that he asked for his release, and that's why he was added to this match, just to kind of tell him, like, you look, you're given something. You're on the main card.
Well, the pop, if Rusev won at WrestleMania, if he won the U.S. title there, that would be the pop that, like, Vince would only could dream of that Roman Reigns will get.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the biggest pop of the night is going to be when Rusev wins the United States Championship on Rusev Day.
Now you've got for the WWE Raw World Tag Team Championship, you have The Bar, Cesaro, and Sheamus facing off against Braun Strowman and a mystery partner. Who do you got, and who do you think the mystery partner is going to be?
I really wish The Bar would just win, but I think Braun and the mystery partner are going to think they're going to win the tag titles, and he better actually have a partner.
Who do you think the partner is going to be?
I think it's going to be Elias. I wish it was L.
So you think
somebody else? I read somebody was just like guessing stuff, or like throwing crazy ideas out there. And this I thought would be really cool. This would be cool if they did it. Because earlier in the night, Alexa Bliss loses her title. And then later on in the tag match, this happens. And then Alexis Bliss just comes out and never gets tagged in or anything. And then Braun just beats The Bar. And Ernie Braun are the tag team champions.
That's never going to happen.
I think that'd be freaking cool. But, yeah, man, I'm going to go with Elias. I think he's going to go.
See, everyone apparently thinks it's going to be the Big Show, which on paper, that would be an intimidating team. But for the surprise factor, that would be a huge letdown.
Yeah, I heard about this, and I heard another good, really, idea of why that would be a good pick. It's because, like, they could win the tag team titles, and then in 2 weeks, Big Show could, like, punch Braun and turn heel. That's how they lose the titles.
I think Braun is going to win also. And I read a theory and an idea on Reddit that someone had for who his partner could be, and I'm going to go out with his pick and say his partner is going to be the returning Batista.
Why the hell would Batista be his partner?
Because Batista wants to have one last run, full run, house shows, everything. And I think, and this person on Reddit pointed this out, putting him in a tag team program would be a great way to ease him back into competition. And it would be great for WWE because he's about to be promoting the shit out of the new Avengers movie.
Yeah, so man, having something big as shit.
Yeah, so having one of the many stars of the Avengers movie as one of your champions, he can appear on talk shows with the title. He can go on a red carpet with the title. It'd be great for them.
That is a good idea. I'm very interested to see who his partner is because there's a lot of ideas. It go a lot of different ways.
And on the SmackDown side, you have for the World Tag Team titles, the Usos, the champions, versus the New Day, versus the Bludgeon Brothers. Who you got?
I got the Troll Hunters, or the Trolls, or whatever they are, the Bludgeon Brothers.
All right.
And I really wish the Usos would just win and retain the title.
I'm going to go with New Day. I don't know why I'm going to go with New Day, but I'm just going to go with New Day.
Well.
Although, I will say this. It is amazing that, and really great that the Usos have finally made the main card.
Yeah, that's how I really wish they would win. Like, I wish they would be able to defend and actually keep their titles and not just lose their first actual main show, WrestleMania.
Yeah. Right, now let's look at the women's matches for the Raw women's title. You have the current champion, Alexa Bliss, facing off against Nia Jax, who is not like most girls.
I don't see this match going more than like 2 minutes, man. I think this is going to be a squash match. I think that Nia wins.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a squash akin to Ivory versus China WrestleMania 17.
But one thing I think could happen here is that I think Carmella might could run out and cash in on Nia.
She could, and that would be the best thing for her to do because if Asuka beats Charlotte, they're not going to have Carmella cash in on Asuka because that's a guarantee she's losing.
Yeah. So for Carmella's sake, I really hope. But I don't know how she would like sneak up on Nia and pin her. Like something would have to happen. I don't know, but I think that could happen though. But yeah, Nia definitely winning.
Like we just mentioned, for the women's on SmackDown, you have the current reigning champion Charlotte facing off against Asuka, the undefeated Asuka, for the women's championship. Who do you got and why do you have Asuka?
Because, man, I think they're going to... I think they should feud until, like, SummerSlam for this title, man. And then, eventually, I think Charlotte should beat her, but I think they're going to keep Asuka undefeated forever until Ronda Rousey beats her next year at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, man, I believe this could be the best match on the show.
Yeah, I do too. It definitely could be one of the top two.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be in the top two, and it could be. Like, if Nakamura and AJ have, like, a bunch of botches or something happens in that match that shouldn't, like, I think this could be better than that match.
You know, everyone online says that Charlotte needs to be a heel. She's a natural heel. But I think she's a great face.
I don't know. I think I like her better as a heel, really. No, one other idea, but the match before that you were talking about, the Nia and Alexa Bliss match, another thing that could happen.
Yeah.
That I heard a good theory about that I forgot to say is that Nia could just come out and just beat the shit out of Alexa. And I put her in some kind of chokehold or something, or just beat her up before the match really bad, and the referee disqualify her.
Yeah.
That way, like, Alexa keeps the title, and Alexa's, like, knocked out, you know, because she's got her ass kicked, and then Carmella runs down and catches in and beats Alexa for the title.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Like, that could work, too. But I really think Carmella's coming out and cashing in, but I just don't see how she's going to just beat Nia. Nia's just... beat the shit out of Alexa.
And now it's time for the Battle of the GM matches. And the first, you have Kurt Angle and the debuting Rowdy Ronda Rousey versus Stephanie McMahon and Triple H, the Authority. We both have Ronda and Kurt. They're not going to have Ronda or lose her debut match. But how do you think the match? Who do you think is going to take the pin? Do you think Stephanie's going to take the pin, or do you think Triple H will?
I think it has to be Stephanie tapping out, man. It has to be Stephanie tapping out.
See, I
hope that's the way they go.
I do too, but at the same time, I hope Kurt Angle looks good because it's his first WrestleMania since 2006.
They could do like double. Oh my God, that just made me want to die right there. They could do, like, double submissions at the end and have Triple H and Stephanie be tapping out at the same time.
Yeah.
I think that might work.
And my most anticipated match, honestly, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. I can't, like, I gotta say Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon.
Oh, so they're just going to fire Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, huh?
No.
They're going to fire them.
What I think is going to happen, though, is that I think Shane is going to turn on Daniel Bryan at the end of the match, and he's still going to hire him back. Because he can say that Daniel Bryan is no longer GM, and he is the commissioner or whatever. I can't remember what the roles are between the two of them. And he can hire them. And people online are saying, why would Shane align himself with the guys who beat the hell out of him? It's fucking wrestling.
That is true. I really think there's definitely a heel turn somewhere in this match.
Yeah, and it's not going to be from Daniel Bryan.
I don't know, man. I think Vince is really stupid, man. I think they could do it.
So who do you have? Do you have Daniel Bryan and Shane or KO?
I really like what you said. That sounds like a really good idea. I think I'm going to go with Daniel and Shane winning. And then Shane turning on Daniel Bryan after the match. Which I think it would be cool to have a heel Shane McMahon.
Yeah, it would be.
I'm tired of this stupid bubblegum face ass.
And now we're getting close to main event time. Let's go with the... Is this match going to happen? John Cena and Undertaker.
Yes. Is it going to be a match, actually? Or going to be a confrontation?
If the match happens, who do you think is going to win?
If it happens, I think the Undertaker's going to win.
I do, too.
And I think it will be American Badass Undertaker, also.
Me, too. What I want to happen is Kid Rock does a performance. I don't want to see Kid Rock perform, but I want him to do a performance. And then... John Cena come out right after the performance, and then Kid Rock plays again and plays American Badass. Undertaker comes out on a motorcycle.
Yep, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping to happen right there.
Even if it's just a confrontation, I just want to see Undertaker as the American Badass again.
Yeah. And I think it would be cool if Undertaker comes out riding his motorcycle to American Badass, and he has Michelle McCool on the back of it.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool, too.
All right, now you get the SmackDown WWE Championship, the current champion AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, and probably the most anticipated matchup that they've been able to build in a long, long time. Who do you have?
Nakamura, man.
Yeah, I do.
Nakamura. I think he wins, and I think they're going to do the little superstar shakeup, and I think AJ Styles will go to Raw.
I fucking hope he doesn't.
I hope he doesn't either.
Because it sure as shit didn't do anything for Dean Ambrose.
No.
All right,
Dean Ambrose is Braun Strowman's partner.
That would be cool.
What if Dean Ambrose wins Andre the Giant Battle Royal?
What if Braun's partner is Bobby Lashley?
I know, he's supposed to show up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Very many mysteries to be solved this weekend.
And the main event of the show is be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the WWE Universal Championship. Who you got?
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
I wish Paul Heyman would do something and make Roman Reigns heel, and then Roman and Paul Heyman be together, but I'm sure that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you think, because old Dana White broke the news, you know, trying to throw shade at WrestleMania, that I don't know if he said Brock was coming to UFC for sure, or was expecting to, or possibly coming, or whatever, but Brock's leaving and going to UFC after this.
Probably.
And then everybody hates Roman Reigns. Could we get a Goldberg Brock Lesnar WrestleMania 20 situation again?
I hope so.
I hope so too. I hope it ends like that.
And before we sign off, I'm going to be posting on Twitter the official WrestleMania drinking game that someone on Reddit created. I'm going to give you some of the things for the matches. For the Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn match, these are the rules. If Sammy dances ridiculously on his way to the ring, he must take a drink.
All right, I'll drink to that. And he will.
Kevin Owens screams, he must take a drink. For every yes sequence, he must take a drink. Every time Shane McMahon throws a worked punch, he must take a drink. And if Daniel Bryan taps out someone, you must finish your drink.
Whoa. I don't think you can play, like, I would love to play a drinking game like that, but I really don't think you can do it for WrestleMania. It's 7 fucking hours. You would be blacked out drunk by the time.
Yes.
It is over with.
And these are the general rules for the game. Every time someone kicks out of a finisher, take a drink. Every submission attempt broken up by a rope break, take a drink. Every minute of a live singing performance you can't stand, you take a drink. Someone reverses a finisher into another finisher, take a drink. Every time Michael Cole calls, oh my, you take a drink. Every time WrestleMania moment is mentioned, you take a drink. Every time a WWE legend appears in a backstage skit, that's right, you take a drink. And if Hulk Hogan shows up, you finish 2 drinks.
Oh, man. What if Hogan's Braun's partner?
That would be stupid.
What if... Are they going to have one John announce team, or are they going to go back and forth between Raw and SmackDown?
I don't know.
And if they do go back and forth between just Raw and SmackDown, does that mean Corey Graves is going to do every single match?
I think so.
On both shows for some stupid reason?
I think so, yeah. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not excited about WrestleMania, you have got to be hyped. This is probably the best card they've had in years. It looks like it's going to be an amazing show. Every match has the potential to be great. Even the matches that you don't think will be great, like Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss, you still look forward to them because of the story that's told in the build-up for those matches. So, yeah. I really hope everyone enjoys the pay-per-view. Have some fun. Enjoy the drinking game. Do anything you want to do. Continue your WrestleMania tradition. Do everything. Enjoy the show.
This WrestleMania, like you said, it's gonna be, you know, it's the best card on paper in a really long time.
Yeah.
And NXT TakeOver still might be better than it.
Yeah.
So, man, it's a damn good weekend for the old WWE.
It is. It's a good weekend for wrestling.
Good weekend for wrestling. I hope Kenny Omega whoops that son of a bitch Cody's ass.
Me too. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, for the Chair Shots and Masked Men podcast, I am Tatsu Liano.
And I am Jesse Matthews.
You gotta enjoy WrestleMania.